Eulogy for a Prisoner Scholar. For New Yorkers, Edwin Eddy Ellis drew admiration, respect, and even some awe. For he was a man of passion, action, and brilliance, as shown by his many lives as a Black Panther, a prison lifer, and a scholar who worked as an activist among youth to turn their lives away from the dead end of prison. He was also a broadcaster on WBAI for many years on their weekend On the Count show produced by ex-prisoners. He was also, yes, also an organizer who founded the nonprofit Center for New Leadership on Urban Solutions, a criminal justice think tank bringing new thinking to outmoded theories that don't work in the real world. Ellis lectured globally on such issues, from Harvard to Stanford, from London to South Africa. During his 25 years in prison, Ellis devoted his time to education, earning 2 associate degrees from SUNY, S-U-N-Y, and Sullivan County Community College in paralegal studies, a bachelor's degree in business from Marist College, and a master's degree, summa cum laude, in theology from the New York Theological Seminary. He used his skills to bring hope and life to youngsters in Harlem, and indeed the 7 neighborhoods in New York that feeds and swells the state's prisons. Indeed, it was his thinking with other prisoner scholars in 1979 that uncovered the 7 neighborhood notion of where 85% of state prisoners come from. Edwin Eddy Ellis spent 25 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit and left to continue serving the people's most precious sector, its children. Ellis, a member of Harlem's Black Panther Party chapter, returned to the ancestors after 72 years of life. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.